When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, Elliot. Cool lace collar you've got there.
Thanks, B. I'm wearing it in honor of Your Honor Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's one of the people we'll be talking about today.
Ah, yes. Ruth Bader the Gator Ginsburg, as they called her.
Nobody called her that.
Well, I'm excited to learn more about her and about Moses, which, don't be confused, is the nickname for
Harriet Tubman.
My jaw dropped reading about all the things Harriet did in her lifetime, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, too. It'd be easier for us to list the things they didn't do.
Please let the record reflect. I do not support the idea of listing things women didn't do as a podcast episode.
Motion to strike it from the record. It's a turn of phrase.
You're out of order.
You're out of order.
You can't handle the truth. Eric, we are running out of law talk. Please play us in.
Here we go. What do you think you know about the greats from history? The game is on. Get some energy and buckle up your brain, cause it's time to play. It's the Who Was Podcast, cause it's time to play the Who Was Podcast.
Who was?
Live from Tongvaland, or so-called SoCal Los Angeles. Welcome to Who Was, the history quiz show that gives contestants the chance to win mega prizes and podcast glory. I'm your announcer, Frizz B, Beatrice, and here's your host. He's a hint in search of a crossword. It's Elliot Kalin.
Thank you, B, and welcome everyone to the Who Was Podcast. This show, it's like Jeopardy, only with surprise guests, silly games, and better snacks, frankly. Our contestants were sent Who Was books about two great figures from history. Now they're here to show off their knowledge in the hopes of winning fantastic prizes. Fantastic.
Today, we'll be learning all about Harriet Tubman and Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
But before we get to know them, let's get to know our contestants.
First up, we have Theo. Theo, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Theo, and I like playing video games and cats.
You like playing video games with cats, or are the video games about cats?
Or are they for cats?
All of the above.
Is a video game prize a cat? I haven't played a video game in a while.
Maybe. Some games.
Thank you so much, Theo. And then up next we have Charlie. Charlie, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I like writing songs.
Can you tell us the title of a song that you wrote recently?
Give You This Warning.
Give You This Warning?
Oh, what was that song about?
It's about global warming, as you can maybe imagine how it's coming together.
Wow, so you're not just a musician who plays the ukulele. You've got something to say. You've got an important message on your mind. Wow.
Yeah.
Because every now and then I write songs, but the songs are usually like, I'm a little hungry, what's in the fridge? Let's take a look and see. Turkey, I guess I'm having turkey. Is that the kind of song that you do, or yours is a little bit more high-minded than that?
I think not normally.
All right.
Maybe like once every 2 years I do that.
Elliot, I'm hearing that Charlie is open to collaborating with you on songs. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get this collaboration started. This is the new Lennon-McCartney, is Charlie and Elliot.
Yes. The sandwich of rock.
Thank you both for being here. A thank you to Eric, our musician, for providing that wonderful Meet the Contestants music and all the music in our show today. So that's who is. Now let's find out who was Harriet Tubman with four fast facts.
Four fast facts.
Harriet Tubman was called the Moses of her people.
She escaped from slavery and helped others escape.
She was a spy and a commander of intelligence operations for the Union Army during the Civil War.
She was a best-selling author.
Four fast facts.
Harriet Tubman is best remembered for her work on the Underground Railroad, a network of secret routes and safe houses established in the U.S. before the Civil War, used by enslaved people to escape to free states and Canada.
Yes, as a conductor, Harriet helped close to 100 people to freedom. But that was just the beginning. And now, let's learn more about her with our first game. We have a very special guest here to help us out. That's right, the Moses of her people herself, Harriet Tubman in person.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Harriet Tubman.
Harriet, I have to ask, how did you reach us today?
I just used the Who Was app.
Who was that? You want to reach someone in the past. All you need is the Who Was app. Who Was app?
No one knows how it works, but we're glad it does.
Oh, definitely.
Harriet, would you tell us a little about the game you're here to share with us and our contestants today?
It's called Backpack from the Past.
Backpack from the past, baby.
I have my backpack with me, and it contains some of my personal objects. I'm going to describe those objects for our contestants and the listeners at home. Contestants, you tell us what part of my life the object is from. All right, Theo, here is the first object. It's a quilt. What is the story behind this quilt?
Harriet Tubman actually married a man named John, and I think they were gonna move. She sewed a quilt that took her a very long time, and that was her most prized possession. And when she was escaping her enslavement, she actually gave that quilt to one of the ladies that helped her.
Oh my gosh, 110%. That is correct. Way to go, Theo.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
I'm very impressed, Theo. You are absolutely right. I made this quilt for my first marriage to John Tubman. After we married, I told John I was escaping from slavery, and he told me he wasn't going to leave with me, even though he was a free man. I left without him and gave this quilt as a gift to a Quaker woman who helped me escape. Charlie, you're up. I'm holding here a few plants. They are water lily and cranesbill.
Charlie, why does Harriet have these plants in her backpack?
Okay, so Harriet also became a nurse, and a lot of people were feeling sick at the time, and so she used some plants that she had learned from her mother and used them to heal people.
That is right. I learned from my mother and my father. They taught me how to use roots and plants to cure diseases. When I was a nurse in the Union Army, I helped cure dysentery using those plants. Oh my, this bag is getting a little heavy.
Heavy? That's weird. It's just a backpack. Wait, what is it? What's in that bag?
Uh-oh, Eric! Watch out for the... rudder. Sorry.
Let's chill.
Theo, don't worry about how Harriet managed to fit a full-size fishing boat into this very tiny backpack. Just tell us, why does Harriet have a full-size fishing boat in her very tiny backpack?
I'm not exactly sure, but there's a couple reasons why she might. But one of the reasons I think why it might be a fishing boat is because she helped her sister's family escape from enslavement. And they sailed down a river in the fishing boat. But there's another part where she used the boat to, like, attack Confederate bases during the Civil War.
You're pretty much on the right track, Theo. As one of the missions for the Underground Railroad, I helped my sister Mary and her family escape slavery by boat. Okay, now, the next item. This last subject is really obscure.
What do you mean by obscure? What do you mean by that?
It's the North Star.
The North Star in a backpack? Now I've seen everything.
Okay, so she has the North Star in her backpack because when she was trying to escape from slavery, runaway slaves would follow the North Star because they knew it led them north. And in the northern parts of America, slavery was banned, so they were safe there.
That's right, Charlie. My father taught me how to find the North Star. He said the star, which was right next to the Big Dipper, was a guiding light for enslaved people to lead them north to freedom. And you know what? My backpack is empty. So that means the game is over.
Backpack from the past, baby.
Wow, that was an amazing backpack from the past.
And producer Jane will tally up the scores right after this short break.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We're back with the Who Was Podcast.
Let's go to producer Jane, who's been keeping score, tallying it all up. Jane, what does that make our score?
Thanks for asking, Elliot. It's all tied up with Theo, 2 points, Charlie, 2 points.
What an evenly matched game, 2-2, tied up. This is what we in the history quiz podcast for kids biz call a tie. So thank you, Jane. And Harriet, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bee, are you eating the plants I had in my backpack?
Well, I had a little tummy ache, and I figured if these plants could cure dysentery, it wouldn't hurt to try them out for myself.
All right. Well, if those don't work, you could also try ginger or mint. And B, lay off the spicy foods until you feel better.
Wow. Thanks, Harriet.
Of course. And thank you, who was that?
Who was that?
That was so cool. Harriet Tubman never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah, and she's right. I should probably lay off all these red hots. But what can I say? I love those spicy, cinnamony, kind of gross heart-shaped candies. It's just my thing.
Speaking of spicy, let's find out who was Ruth Bader Ginsburg with 4 Fast Facts.
4 Fast Facts.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg was the first Jewish woman to serve on the Supreme Court.
She built her career on gender equality.
She fought for equal pay for women.
And she won her seat on the court with a 96-3 majority from the Senate.
4 Fast Facts.
You know, RBG really has a special place in people's hearts. My cousin Steve has an experimental noise rock band called Sonic Ruth.
Now, before we get into the next game, we thought it might be helpful for producer Jane to give a brief overview of what exactly the Supreme Court is that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was on, just so we're on the same page. Jane, please enlighten us.
Thanks for asking, Elliot. The Supreme Court is the highest court in the U.S. for all cases and controversies under the Constitution. The Supreme Court currently consists of 12 judges. A decision about a case is made when the majority of the judges vote in one way. An individual justice can agree with the decision or disagree, which is called a dissent.
Thank you, Jane. Okay, now that we know what the court is, let's get into the next game. And it's called, checking my notes, agree, dissent, pass.
Agree,
dissent.
Nah, I'll pass.
Okay, as Jane mentioned, justices can agree with a decision or they can disagree and dissent. We're going to give you each 30 seconds to get through as many statements about Ruth Bader Ginsburg as you can. If you agree with the statement, if it's true, say agree. If you disagree with the statement, because maybe it's false, say dissent. And if you have no idea at all, say pass, and we will just keep moving on. Does that make sense? You got it?
Yes.
Charlie, Theo, you understand? Do you need me to go over it again?
Nope. I think I'm good.
Okay, I will. So as Jane mentioned, oh no, we'll just keep going. Okay.
Yeah. So, Charlie, are you ready? Because you're up first.
Yes.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg's full maiden name was Jean Ruth Bader. Agree, dissent, or pass?
Was it Jean? Did he say Jean?
Yes, I said that.
Okay, a dissent. It was Joan.
Yes, right. Ruth grew up in Queens, New York.
Dissent. She lived in a little neighborhood with a lot of immigrants, but I'm not exactly sure where it was.
But you dissent?
Yeah, I dissent.
You're right, it was Brooklyn. Okay, growing up, Ruth's dream place was the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Agree, dissent, or pass?
Agree.
And time.
All right, that was great, Charlie. That was great.
Thank you.
All right, Theo, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, on your mark, get set, go.
Okay, though she was tiny, Ruth chose to play the tuba in high school. Agree, dissent, or pass?
Dissent. She played the cello, I think.
Yeah. Ruth couldn't play sports in high school because she was not athletic. Agree, dissent, or pass?
Dissent. She couldn't play sports because they didn't allow females to play sports.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg's nickname was RBG. Agree, dissent, or pass?
Agree.
RBG wore different collars that reflected if she agreed or dissented on a Supreme Court decision. Agree, dissent, or pass?
Agree.
And that's time. Here comes the judge. Time's up.
I have to say, you guys, you are fast on the answers and also very well spoken and full of explanations. Producer Jane, where does that leave us with the scores?
Charlie has 5 points while Theo has scooted ahead with 6 points.
Thank you, Jane. Still such an incredibly close game. The game's not over yet.
Is it?
No, it's not. These two contestants are both so smart, it's still anyone's game. Even blind Justice can see that this is going to be a photo finish.
You know, I'm learning so much more about RBG and Harriet Tubman, but what on earth do they have in common?
We'll get to know exactly that coming up right after this break.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, Who Wuzzers, want to share a fun fact we missed? Do you have an idea for an episode? Want to explain Bitcoin to me? What I'm trying to say is we want to hear from you. So send us an email or voice memo at the whowaspodcast@gmail.com.
When the clock is started.
Welcome back to the Who Was Podcast. Today, it's all about Harriet Tubman and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. When we last left off, the score was Charlie with 5 points and Theo with 6. And now, back to our host, Elliot Kalin.
Thank you so much, B. Now it's time for our final game, the deciding game of the episode, and it's called Converge of Greatness. Oh, I always feel so inspired by the Converge of Greatness music. In this multiple-choice game, we will read statements where Harriet and Ruth's accomplishments and lives intersect or converge. You will pick the answer that best answers the statement. Okay, Theo, you are up first. You ready?
Yeah.
Both Harriet and Ruth had more nicknames than we have time to cover. Which one of the following is a nickname one of them had that we haven't mentioned yet? A, Minty. B, Old Rit. Or C, Sasha Fierce.
A.
That's right. The answer is A, Minty. Harriet Tubman's birth name was Araminta, and Minty is what her family called her. Old Rit was Harriet's mother's nickname, and Sasha Fierce is, of course, future Supreme Court Justice Beyoncé's alter ego. Next question, Charlie.
Ruth and Harriet Tubman both stood up for what they believed in, even if it meant squaring off with powerful people. Harriet once stood between an enslaved man who was escaping and his overseer, even though she was only 13. The altercation left her with A, note on her permanent record, B, scar on her forehead, or C, a broken arm.
B, scar on her forehead.
That's right, the answer is B. The overseer threw a weight at the escaping man, but it hit Harriet on the head instead. The weight left a scar on her head, and the injury gave her sleeping spells, but she was able to fight through those and lead many people to freedom in the middle of the night. The next question is for Theo.
Harriet Tubman used the North Star to guide people to freedom. But who did Ruth Bader Ginsburg consider to be her North Star, or guiding light throughout her life? Was it A, Harriet Tubman, B, Amelia Earhart, or C, her mother, Celia?
I'll have to go with C.
That's right, the answer is C, her mother, Celia, who had marched for women's voting rights and raised Ruth to be independent and, more than anything, wanted her to have a good education. Though it would have been pretty amazing if the answer was Harriet Tubman, right? It would have been a really perfect end to the episode. But the episode's not over yet.
Yeah.
Final question. It's for you, Charlie.
Both Ruth and Harriet were known for certain accessories. Which one of the following was not one of them? A, a pin, B, a nose ring, or C, a headscarf?
B, neither of them had nose rings.
That's right, the answer is B, a nose ring, although, to be honest, either one of them could totally pull it off. They both had amazing style. Yeah, and super confidence. It takes confidence, and they both had it.
Oh, totally.
Now, while we wait for Jane to tally the final points, I'd really love to hear from you, the contestants. Is there something that you were surprised or impressed or particularly just thought was cool when you learned about Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Harriet Tubman? Theo, you go first. What really stuck with you about either Harriet Tubman or Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
So with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the fact that she never retired and that she was still doing workouts every day in the morning from the age of like over 90 really impressed me, and I really look up to that and her commitment.
Yeah, it's inspiring. It makes me want to continue working out when I'm in my 90s, but I don't even work out now, so I guess I better get started. Yeah.
It inspires me that Elliot should work out now.
Thank you. I appreciate that, B. it's good advice, and I'll try to take it. And Charlie, what about you? Is there anything that when you read about Harriet Tubman or Ruth Bader Ginsburg that really stuck out to you and made you think or go, that's amazing, or go, aw, or go, hilarious, or have some reaction to?
I think I have to agree with Theo that it is absolutely crazy that she never retired and she worked out her whole life. Also, Ruth Bader Ginsburg made up her mind that she wanted to get straight A's and succeeded. I think both of those things are very important and very, very interesting.
I think so too. It really shows you that you can accomplish such amazing things when you tell yourself, I'm going to do this. I'm going to focus on it, and I'm going to make it happen, and I'm not going to stop.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, I said when I was in school, I'm going to get straight A's, and then I kind of forgot and started watching a lot of TV, and it did not happen. B, I assume you mostly got A's or B's, and that's where your name came from?
Yeah, in keeping in a theme, I got all B's.
But you did it on purpose. In a way, that's even more impressive to do the exact work that would get you a B rather than just do the best work and get an A.
Listen, you and my mom are close.
Yeah.
I hope that you can explain that to her one day, because she still brings it up with me.
Charlie, Theo, thank you so much for sharing this with us. That's really amazing. Oh, but now I'm seeing from producer Jane that this is the big moment. Jane, please announce our winner for us. Who is the winner of this episode of the Who Was podcast?
Oh, Elliot, in what will be a slight heartbreak for Charlie, who had 7 points, Theo actually got 8.
With 8 points, Theo is our winner.
Great job.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Theo. Charlie, you played a fantastic game. This is a super close game. Both of you have a lot to be proud of. Theo, you're going to get 10 seconds for your personal shout-outs. You get 10 seconds to just thank whoever you want to thank. Go ahead, Theo. Who do you want to shout out to?
I would like to shout out Charlie for being such a great competitor. Good job. It was a close match. Thank you to Elliot, B, and Jane for hosting this. And shout out to my cat.
Amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I feel so proud to be on the same level as your cat. you and your school library will be receiving a set of Who Was books. I'm going to give a shout out myself to intern Zach, Jane, Eric, Lakendra Tooks for being our Harriet Tubman, and of course to V. And a big thank you to both of our contestants who played an amazing game. And an even bigger thank you to you listening to this right now. Join us next week. We're going to find out who the next two exciting historical figures are in the Who Was podcast. Until then, this is Elliot Kader Ginsburg saying, we're history. Got a question for any of our famous figures? Send us a voice memo at thewhowaspodcast@gmail.com. It might just end up on the show. The Who Was podcast is produced by Radio Point, iHeartMedia, and Penguin Workshop, based on the best-selling Who HQ series, published by Penguin. The Who Was podcast is hosted by Elliot Kalin, with co-host Megan O'Neill as B, also starring Jane Baker as producer Jane, Eric Shackney as Eric, and Lakendra Tooks as Harriet Tubman. The executive producers are Richard Corson, Alex Bach, Elliot Kalin, Megan O'Neill, Daniel Powell, and Houston Snyder. The executive producer for Penguin Workshop is Francesco Cedita. The executive producer for iHeartMedia is Lindsay Hoffman. This episode was written by Megan O'Neill, Elliot Kalin, Zach Timpson, and Jane Baker. This podcast was produced by Bernie Kaminsky. Our talent producer is Jane Baker. The theme song and music were composed and performed by Eric Shackney, edited and mixed by Bree Matan, recorded by Joanna Samuels. Special thanks to Zach Timpson, Charlotte DeAnda, Daniel Goodman, and Michael Lewis Howard. The Who Was podcast was recorded at the iHeart Studios in Los Angeles, California. Sound services were provided by Great City Post.
It's the Who Was podcast, because it's time to play the Who Was podcast. Who Was?
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.